This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Major League Baseball season gets underway this Sunday, and nowhere is that being met with less enthusiasm than in Miami. That's because the Marlins have traded away their top talent, which saved the owner some money, but also made him a local Grinch. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Playing for the Miami Marlins last year, Jose Reyes was one of the most productive hitters in the game.
And Reyes hits one in the air, deep to right field, at the wall, goodbye!
Now he's gone, and so are many of the fans. Danny Zuccare used to buy season tickets. This year?
No, absolutely not. There is no way in the world that I'm going to be a season ticket holder this year.
Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria promised to bankroll a competitive team if Miami taxpayers, like Zuccare, helped pay for a new stadium.
They built the team up last year and they spent a lot of money, and I give them credit for that. But then they turn around after 1 year and they dump everybody, whether it's Josh Johnson or Mark Burley or Jose Reyes.
The fans understandably felt like it was a bit of a bait and switch.
Neil DeMoss is co-author of a book about stadium financing called Field of Schemes. He says even a bad team can make money for owner Jeffrey Loria.
He's been running a team where he's basically content to not win a whole lot of ball games and just sit back and collect revenue sharing checks from the league.
But Loria has paid for it with his popularity.
Loria certainly does have a claim to being possibly the worst owner in baseball.
We tried to reach Jeffrey Loria. Instead, questions were fielded by Marlins president David Sampson.
Jeffrey Loria is not a bad owner at all.
Sampson understands fans are upset, but baseball is also a business.
We had to cut payroll because things didn't work out on the business side or the baseball side.
He says Miami would be worse off without the stadium and Jeffrey Loria.
Unless there had been a new ballpark and an owner like Jeffrey Loria willing to put in $160 million of his own money into that ballpark, then the Marlins, unfortunately, wouldn't be in Miami. And now baseball will be here for decades and generations to come.
Another thing that will endure is the backlash. Sampson says only around 5,000 season tickets have been sold. On the upside, for fans at the new stadium, at least it won't be hard to find a good seat. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.